Welcome to Not By Chance, the podcast. I'm Talmadge Thane, Tim Thane's son and podcast manager. Today, Dr. Thane is talking about feed forward. Now that's different from feedback, and when given properly, it can save the teen a bunch of time without any detours, a lot of pain, and make the journey to that success much more enjoyable.
We're doing a lot of construction at our house right now. And yesterday we had a cement truck coming into the home to pour sidewalks around. And if you know anything about cement, there's a certain window of time that you've got to get it all in because it's going to dry and harden. And we were busy, me and my boys in the backyard, trying to dig some holes in order to put some cement pylons in so that we can build a deck on top of it. And we were rushed. And it was pretty crazy. And my dad came out in me, and I started kind of barking orders at the boys, and especially our youngest, trying to get him to run to fetch a tool, because we had to get this done before the cement truck passed us. Well, in the middle of that, I got some interesting information from my oldest son that I acted on, that helped me potentially avoid a neck injury. I'm going to come back to this in a second. Let's call it feed forward, and I'm going to tell you a little bit about what that concept really means. All of us know what feedback is. We've received it from the time we were little, and probably on a daily basis we're getting some kind of feedback. If we're open to it, we're receiving information from other people, from the world around us, on how our behaviors or our actions are coming across, how it's influencing the world around us. Is it successful? Are the things we're doing, are they working? So we know what feedback is, and frankly, I think a lot of us try to avoid feedback because it can be painful to hear how what we're doing is not necessarily working. But there's another concept, and it's the opposite of feedback, and it's called feed forward. And it is something that I think we need to delve into. We need to recognize it and try and receive it. In fact, I think as parents, for example, we're all too willing to give feedback and maybe too prone to do that, when if we would flip that around and provide a forecast or feed forward in the right way, we could help our children and our family members maybe avoid some of the pain that they are going through. Let me share with you a quick metaphor. I want you to imagine a blind man who is making his way towards a staircase that he's unaware of. And he gets to it and falls down the flight of steps. If then we would say, hey, by the way, mister, that was a flight of steps you just fell down, that's feedback. He kind of already knows that happened, and he's experiencing the pain of that. Something better would have been if we would say, hey, mister, about 10 feet in front of you is a flight of steps. And if you'll take a couple steps to the left, you can catch the rail, and there's about 10 steps down, and you'll hit another landing. That's a completely different experience, right? From a feedback experience where it was after the fact. Those are really the opposites. The reality is we all understand feedback, and if you Googled feedback, you'd find out there are billions of hits on feedback. We know what that is, and there's far fewer when it comes to feed forward. I believe that this really is something that we should use a lot more. We should gear ourselves to default towards developing relationships, trust, attunement with the direction someone is going in their life, and being able to just kind of see what path they're on and what they're trying to get to, so that we could guide them to help them get there quicker, get there more easily, avoid some of the pitfalls that maybe we fell into in our own lives. And that does take, though, aligning ourselves in a way with them relationally, and in the way we communicate with them, so that they can receive the feed forward. So what are the things that get in the way of us giving or receiving this feed forward. The poor delivery of feed forward. Maybe it could sound judgmental. It could maybe be delivered in a way that's not preparing them to receive it because it's not connected to where they're going or what they really want to achieve in their life. So we're out of attunement with them. And so when we give advice, it's not that helpful. Or we give them this vision of the future, it's not that helpful to them. The last barrier I want to talk about is probably the most common, and it's strong negative emotions that we might be feeling, which would keep us from being able to absorb this good information that might be coming our way from people who care. Many years ago, we had a trip planned to go to Mexico as a family to celebrate Christmas together there. And we looked forward to this for a long time. At the time, we had a milk cow. And here in Utah, we usually have snow that time of year. And that was the case that year. And we had this buildup of snow. We have a long driveway. And we didn't have a snowblower. And so I had kept, you know, asking the boys to shovel the long driveway. Well, it didn't happen, and we kept driving over the snow as it piled up, and ultimately it turned into ice. Well, 2 days before we were going to fly to Mexico, I had a woman in our neighborhood who was going to come and milk our cow, come and I was going to show her how to do that. And as she was walking down our driveway, I was afraid she was going to fall. And I started thinking, what a treacherous situation I was putting her in right before we go to Mexico. And so I became frustrated because all of this snow had built up, turned into ice, and we had a couple days left. I went and got a pickaxe, and I started busting up the ice, and I had a neck injury. And with each swing of the pickaxe, I could feel my neck, the vertebrae and the problems I had in my neck starting to inflame. And the pain got huge. But because of the urgency, because of the anger, the frustration, I just kept going and busting through all of this ice. And I ultimately cleared it. And I felt like I had to for liability purposes and to be a good neighbor. We flew to Mexico. It turned out to be the most awful vacation of our lives because I was in bed just trying to survive the whole time. I ended up coming home early and leaving my family in Mexico. I was in so much pain, I didn't think I could really bear it. I came home, spent Christmas by myself in kind of a fog, you know, medication-induced fog, trying to deal with the pain, and that's how I spent Christmas. Well, just yesterday, now back to the story that I started with. We are there trying to dig these holes in the backyard and place these little cylinders in it so that we could pour cement inside it for our deck. And I'm rushing trying to get this done, and so I've got the pickaxe in hand. I'm swinging it hard. I'm not being thoughtful about my neck injury, which, by the way, laid me up for months afterwards in that first episode. And my oldest son, Mitchell, he said, "Dad, you want me to take that pickaxe from you? I'm worried about your neck." He basically was giving me feed forward. My neck was still fine at that point, but he was watching me from a little bit of a distance, and he noticed that I was probably craning my neck, swinging too hard, not being aware of what I was doing. And his desire, his feed forward was, this can happen. It's essentially like the blind man making his way to the flight of steps. If you're not careful, you're going to fall down that flight of steps. Or if you're not careful, Dad, you're going to hurt your neck again. And because of the way he delivered it, I knew it was out of care and love. I didn't necessarily hand him over the pickaxe and let him, you know, take it from me and do the job. I continued a little bit, but I was aware now of what I was doing. I noticed that I actually made a change because of what he said. That's a subtle but really powerful concept. I want everybody to understand that we're all too eager to give feedback after the fact. But if we can be attuned and in a trusting relationship with enough skill, we can give this ahead of time and really bless the lives of our family members in the process. I hope this has been helpful to you. I think the takeaway for me today, and hopefully for you, is that let's look for feed forward in our lives. Let's be open to it as it comes to us. Let's thank people for that. Let's try what it is that they're sharing with us. Let's actually let it modify what we do. And then after the fact, we can say, thank you. You know, you really helped me out with that. I could have really gone down a bad path, or I could have missed this opportunity that you helped me get to. So hope that helps. Hey, before I sign off, I wanted to let you know something really exciting. We have finally got the digital copy of the Not By Chance yearbook available on the notbychance.com website. So let me give you a little taste of what that is. It's amazing. So this is the yearbook, and it's absolutely beautiful. There are tons of amazing pictures in it, inspirational stories, real people, real kind of things happening. And this is now all available digitally online. I wish you could thumb through it and see the amazing photography, incredible principles and inspiration up here. What we wanted to do is really create something that would heal someone's soul, help them feel the joy, you know, find the light in their life. And people have just poured out their hearts and shared incredible stories in here and great things that we can all learn from. So I wanted to let you know about that, and hop up there on notbychance.com to get a copy of that. And until we meet again, I hope you're well, and we'll connect with you soon.